And we are doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are we drinking tonight? What are we drinking?
I'm drinking Fresca. It's not exciting.
And Fresca and vodka?
No, Fresca by itself. I think I'm just really tired. I couldn't do booze. I couldn't do it. I can't complain to you because, like, you work a lot, like, every day. But, man, today I worked 8 a.m. to 6:30 with no breaks. And, like, I don't know how people do it. I'm, like, so tired. And, like, my brain hurts from, you know,
oh my God,
all the thinking about the things. And I'm like, Jesus. And then, like, I was downstairs with my roommates just now. We were eating dinner. And... I was talking a little bit about my day, and I was, like, showing off, and they were like, cool, buddy, yeah, that's, like, a lot of, like, geometry facts, and I was like, I did so much geometry today, which is, like, I normally don't say, but, man, the tutor life, I did so much geometry today, and, like, you know, I think crushed it, you know, math was learned, so I had a good day, but it was a long, busy day, and so I was like, I had a cocoa today. I had a hot apple cider. And I was like, I could do something like that. And I could, like, maybe pour something in. And I was like, no, I think I just want, like, a little bit of bubbles in my Fresca. And I think that's it. I think that's all.
Well, I was you today. Like, I took the day off. I didn't work today because my sister had back surgery.
How's she doing?
So yeah, she's doing good, but she still can't lift her chunky ass child. So... so I was like, you know what, I think she probably wants to go and, like, let's, you know, do a little Christmas shopping. I'll go with her, do her doctor's appointment, sit in the car with the fat baby. And I reserved the right to call him fat today because I lifted him all fucking day. And let me tell you what happened.
Oh,
so the little fucker sleeps on the way down. Sweet and cute. He was a little stinky. We got down there. No, before we left, he was stinky. And, like, she changes him in the front, like, passenger seat. Like, she's a total, like, seasoned mom. She'll change him on her lap. And I'm, like, sitting here looking at baby bum and shit. And I'm like, I'm not, and I was, like, turning around. But the smell was so bad. I'm like, all right, well, at least he shit his one time today. We don't have to deal with that again. And then we put him in the car. And he's, like, sweet all the way down, and then we let him out of the car seat when she goes into her, like, surgery post-op kind of appointment. And so I'm sitting there with him, and we've got him some food, so I'm, like, breaking up his food and, like, feeding it to him, but he was more interested in playing with the car. She shuts the door. She texts me because I think she was concerned. Sure. And she goes, hey, how things? And I'm like, he was eating a fucking chicken nugget and now he's crying. I don't know why.
Sure.
Maybe because he only had a 30-minute nap. And I was like, why would you cry from eating a chicken nugget? I don't understand. And then he was fine. And then he had a bite of a fry. And then he thought he might want to cry. And then he was happy as a clam until she got back, like, 20 minutes later. But we ran some errands. We did some Christmas shopping. We went to Costco. So she can't lift. And I'm like, well, I see all these other parents put these kids in, like, the front, like, seat of the shopping cart. Well, Costco shopping carts are big. And I put this big ass little kid in there that took, like, 3 tries.
Why?
Didn't break any legs.
Did you not lift with your legs? What happened?
It's hard. It's like you got to coordinate the legs. And I don't know. It's just now I know why parents don't take their kids shopping with them. And so and, like, people in the parking lot were laughing at me. And my sister, of course, wasn't helping. She's like, you got to figure it out. And then we shop. He was cute. I was having a conversation with him in the aisle, like, going through my list. And I was, like, talking to him, like, hey, yeah, should we get this? He's 1.5. He doesn't talk back. And I was, like, making funny noises to him. I was entertaining him. I didn't really think about how that looked to other people.
I think it was great. I'm here for it.
I might be the crazy lady from Costco now. And though, anyhow, he was super entertained. And so also couldn't find fucking Costco toilet paper. And I was bumming my sister's Costco card because I didn't remember if I had one or not. And we were both going to get toilet paper. And the damn toilet paper Gestapo stopped us. So I let my sister buy the toilet paper because she has more people in her household. Anyhow, so then we go and we're unloading the car and it's time to take the baby out. And I've never felt more short in my entire life because Costco carts are huge. And then I'm trying to lift the baby out and coordinate his legs. It was a nightmare. I almost thought he was going to have to stay at Costco. I was like, you know what? I've done my best. I have done my best. You know, it's been nice knowing you. I can't get you out of this thing. Bye.
Well, I think there's times that you think you're taller than you are. Because, you know, he's a big baby. I mean, he's a toddler. When do they become toddlers?
I don't know.
He's a toddler. I don't know.
When they fall down walking, that's what I think.
No, is that what it is?
Yeah, because they're toddling around.
Oh, well, he's past that, isn't he?
He's not super stable, but yeah.
Oh, well, but still, he's a big baby toddler. Infant, whatever stage he's at. And so, you know, I mean, I'm glad he made it home. It sounds like he did make it home. He wasn't left behind. Just bye, you live here now.
I am exhausted. We only had one of her four kids and we left at like 11. So like it wasn't even a full fucking day. It was hard. Like, yeah. It was hard. It was harder than being at work all day, to be honest.
No, I mean, I have a fun update about my nephew.
Oh, yeah?
This week, he got his first pair of shoes.
From you?
No, my siblings caved and bought him shoes, and they sent me a picture, and it makes me so happy.
Super hard to get on?
Oh yeah, he fights it. He's not for it. He's a baby who doesn't want to be contained in the footwear department. He doesn't get it. He's like really confused about it. Which, like, I mean, maybe if you've like never had it before in your whole life and you're like, "What is this? I'm being attacked." But yeah, it sounds like he wasn't a fan of shoes. He eventually figured it out that like it wasn't like something that was going to like attack him. But there are some pictures that he looks very confused at his own feet. And then he kind of figured out and went back to playing. He's getting to the point where he like wants to like grab stuff and like play with stuff, which is like so fun. But my sister-in-law sent me a picture of him with shoes on. And it made my fucking week. Like, I don't think anything else topped it. I was like, the joy it brought me was pretty great. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. But yeah, I mean, it sounds like you've had a day, my friend.
Yeah, first off, I don't typically Christmas shop. I just do it all online. But because I love my wife, I decided, hey, babe, I'm down there. I'll go to Costco, get some stuff for Christmas dinner. She's like, great. But holy shit, like Costco and oh my God, at Costco. Have you been to Costco lately?
I've been to Costco once, maybe like a month ago. Is that recent?
Okay, probably. Yeah, they probably do the same thing. Here's the deal. I get saving people's jobs. Fine. Like, have the sample ladies do something else. Why they have to stand over a plate of cooked food and tell you about it, but can't give you a sample is beyond me. I don't understand.
They had samples there, but you couldn't eat them?
Yeah, they were just to view.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not experience that.
It's weird.
That is definitely wild. Although, I'll tell you right now, I don't know who came up with the free sample idea. Fucking brilliant. Like,
oh, yeah.
I buy half of the shit that I sample, and I buy all the things. when I go.
Oh, never. I never buy anything.
Uh-huh. Really? I'm no, like, I didn't need samples. Crab cakes, but now I want these. Or it's like, yeah, like new dips and chip. I don't even know what it is. And I'm just like, oh, that's tasty. And then suddenly I'm buying, you know, 5 pounds of chocolate covered almonds. Huh. Didn't go there for chocolate covered almonds, but now I got it.
Well, yeah, the sample even lady even commented. She was like, one person was telling another customer that she had congenital heart failure on Friday and was back to work today. I felt bad for her. I was like, oh my God, it was awful. But then the other sample lady overheard the conversation between me and my nephew. It was like, oh my God, you guys are so cute. I wish I could give you samples. And I'm like, yeah, you and me both. Yeah. Speaking of children, do you want to hear what our child did?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So we're down to one car, right? Because I'm changing the alternator in Teresa's car. We got the alternator out last Saturday, but the alternator's not here. It's here tomorrow. So my brother and I will put the alternator in 30 fucking 2-degree weather on Saturday.
That is
I love. Have double booked myself with the nieces, but that's beside the point. And so anyhow, so my wife, I needed the car on Wednesday because I get allergy shots. And she's like, hey, I'll sweeten the deal. Just take me in and then I'll buy you Starbucks. You can go home and then pick me up after your allergy shots. And I was like, okay, that's why I sound horrible. Allergy shots. And then we go to leave. And like, I was like, do I want to go? Is Starbucks worth it? Like, I could just wait for you to come home and go to my allergy shots late. And, but she's like, no, ride in with me. And so we go to open the door and she thought I had a leash on John, who of course was going to go with us and get a puppuccino, darts out the door.
But he's going to the car. Shouldn't he just go to the car? No.
He went a running. He went out running and he runs all around the neighborhood. And then I'm in the truck chasing him around and Teresa's on foot in her dress clothes. And so she's like trouncing through people's yards because, of course, he knows no boundaries.
He does.
And so all of a sudden,
no laws.
He's at like this person's house that's kind of living a little back off the main path. And they have these two big dogs and they're just barking through the window. And the two big dogs barking at my dog knock over the guy's Christmas tree.
Oh, God.
And then Teresa's out there and then he opens the door. He's like, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, my dog. And he's like, oh, no, it's okay. You want a treat? She thought he was going to be pissed. Yeah, but their dogs knocked over the Christmas tree because of my fucking dog.
Did he give you guys a treat to help you get John?
Yeah, he gave Teresa two. No, I was around driving around the truck trying to get back over there. But, you know,
that is so nice.
He did not get a puppuccino because we were not having it. But, you know,
he lost his puppuccino privileges when he went gallivanting around goddamn town.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I don't understand, though. Why he loves car rides. Why didn't he just go and get in the car with you?
He thinks it's a fucking game. Like, he'll look back when he's a couple blocks away from me. And he'll turn around and be like, oh, mom, watch this. I'm going to go sniff this yard. It's like he always has eyes on me, but does whatever the fuck he wants.
God, that guy is such a dick sometimes.
He totally is. He very much is.
I mean, so. Well, that's a bummer. Yeah. I didn't. Although, oh my gosh, I was dropping something off at my parents' house yesterday. And I was telling my mom at the door in a mask how much I missed the dog that I dog sat, the neighbor's dog. And my mom was like, just pop over and say hi. And I was like, I don't want to be a bother. My mom was like, that won't be a bother. He just got a haircut. Don't you want to see his new haircut? Because my mom saw him because he had to be in a coat because of his haircut because he didn't want to be cold. So anyway, so mom saw the dog and the new haircut with the new coat. I hadn't seen the dog in the haircut with the new coat. So I went over there and I knocked on the door, stood back, obviously still my mask, and was like, I'm so sorry. I just want to see your dog's haircut, which like maybe is a weird thing to say to somebody, but I did. I said it to the neighbors and they're like, of course. And the Mr. Escape Artist just sat down by the door open, just like hanging out waiting for me to walk over and pick him up. And I picked him up and I was like petting him. And I was kind of scared because I'm standing in the doorway right outside the house holding the dog. And I'm scared if I drop him, he's just going to fucking later days. But right. He didn't. he was such a good boy, and I petted him, and he was so good, and he was trying to like lick my face, but I was obviously wearing a mask, so he's like licking like my cheek and then like my like forehead. He's like, you're like, I can't lick your face because it's covered. But he was such a good boy. And then I put him, you know, back down inside, and he just walked in the house, just walked right back in. And I was like, I'm not going to be like lured into like a false sense of security. Like, I will not let him, like, I would always hold him when I opened the door. I won't be fooled. But I was shocked at how good behaved he was. And so literally when the neighbor opened the door and he was just sitting there on the floor, I was like, and he's gone and he's going to run away and it's my fault and he's not in his coat. Could you imagine? He's just running fucking around the neighborhood, not in a coat like a motherfucker. Oh, I would have felt so bad. But
did he have a good haircut?
He looked like so dapper because he's like a poodle. So it was just like a short poodle cut. Cool. Not with like the weird like bubble butt, just a normal shaved poodle cut. But yeah, but he didn't dart out at all. So I'm not saying that like maybe he's like, you know, different than John.
Cool.
Because they're both, I think, escape artists. I think he just knew that yesterday wasn't his day.
True.
But man, that is sounds like you've had a day, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, we almost lost our nephew, you know.
Like if anybody's joining us just now, it sounds really traumatic. okay. So I did a thing, and I hope I don't think you'll be mad, but I don't like surprises. So I'm telling you about it. So it's not a surprise.
Okay.
But I did a thing because I know that we didn't talk about getting each other Christmas presents.
Okay.
But I was at the store, a Fred Meyer, in fact, and I was looking for SodaStream flavors. And so I was in like the weird kitchen area of Fred Meyer, which I don't know if you've been there, man, but it's like a weird, random ass place.
Yeah.
So I was over there, and wouldn't you know, the aisle that is next to the SodaStream and all the like kitchen appliances
is random, the fishing aisle,
random ass candy aisle.
Oh, okay.
So I found a huge jar of those gross jelly beans.
Oh yes,
and I bought them for your nieces and nephew.
Oh, because that's gonna be endless.
I didn't know if you could find it. You said that you were going to try and find them some, but I didn't know if I know you don't have a Party City near you. So I didn't know if you could find it. Well, then I also felt bad because I didn't want to only send you gross. So I also bought like a normal pack, which like maybe you eat. Like,
yeah, no,
when
obviously
they're there.
I'm not sharing that shit. Yeah.
But like, it's up to you, you know, but maybe then they think that like you're eating the gross ones too, but like you're totally like handling it like a pro because they're not gross. But then I also bought myself one that's not gross. So it's kind of like, here's a present for you, but then I also bought myself the same present.
I love it. Thank you.
I don't know. But yeah, but I haven't mailed it. It's sitting over there. The next time I run errands, I will take it to the, you know, UPS, whatever, and ship it. So
cool.
I don't know if
you'll
get it in time for Christmas or when it will show up. And we already didn't say we were going to get gifts, but I just saw it and thought of you and was like, no, I think Rihanna needs
it. I appreciate it. I have a gift rolling around for you in my head. I'm not going to tell you what it is because even though you hate surprises, fuck you. You're going to get surprised.
Oh, okay. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
And I bought my wife's gifts today. I think I did really good.
I was at my mom's house yesterday dropping something off, and she was like, so I just was wondering, maybe did you have a tracking number for my birthday present or when you thought it might be arriving? And I was like, Mom, I got to be honest. I haven't ordered it yet. I'm really sorry. I forgot. And I haven't. And she's like, you know what? That's okay. But that doesn't mean you don't also get me a Christmas present. And I'll just open whichever one comes first. And I was like, all right, that's fair. So
you've been schooled.
Yeah. Oof. So I did. Yesterday I ordered a birthday present and a Christmas present for my mother. But that's the only Christmas shopping I've done. I haven't started any other shopping.
I'm done. Well, I have a few odds and ends. I have to get some stocking stuffers, but like I have my ornament for the ornament exchange, my white elephant gift, all the stocking stuffers, my wife's gift. Yeah.
What do you normally do for stockings?
Okay, so what we do for stockings is we have a white elephant party the night before, because my sister has young kids, so they go, they don't come over on Christmas Day. Like, they want to be playing with their toys and staying in their pajamas all day, and we're all for that. So all we do is watch movies and drink alcohol and eat food. And so we do our thing Christmas Eve. And so what we do is we do a build your own pizza party.
Nice.
So everybody builds their own pizza. Oh, that's the other thing I have to get. And then
make a list, write it down.
Yeah. So build their own pizza party. And then everybody buys 7 of something, or however many people are at the party. Typically we buy kids something different than we buy the adults. So like, whatever you want, you can, you know, whether it's a notebook or permanent markers, or I have a really awesome thing that I bought this year.
Oh.
But you just buy it, and you buy it 7 times over. My mom started it. And so we just all fill each other's stockings.
We were having this conversation because I don't know. Normally we'll like do each other's stockings. Like you just do one person.
Right.
But I was talking to my mom about it, and my mom was like, well, normally we do stockings like this, but do we want to do something different this year? And I was like, whoa, you want to just like change things in the middle of like my life? Like, I don't think those are the rules.
Well, my mom did the same thing. But what I'm going to tell you is I think the reason they do that is because you guys are forgetting to fill her stocking.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like somebody. Well, that's the thing is we normally like draw. I don't want to say draw straws, but like normally we'll draw like just one other person. So like you don't do the same person every year. Yeah. And I think maybe I don't know who even had my mom last year. They don't. My family doesn't listen to this. I don't know why I'm like trying to protect somebody's identity. Maybe somebody who had my mom last year dropped the ball a little bit. I don't know who it was. I can't confirm or deny. But mom seemed interested in like switching things up maybe this year. And I was like, no. But my mom is on a serious treasure hunt. She's been on a serious treasure hunt this whole year because my favorite candy is Necco's and they stopped making them. And
oh,
so,
really?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's been like, so mom's been on the hunt, and for my birthday my mom found a roll somewhere. I don't even know where. I think it was at like some random store, like a Joann Fabrics or something, and they had like a random
2018. But good on you.
Still good. I ate it happily. I like almost cried when I unwrapped it. So I think my mom's on the hunt for that.
You should really try our stocking thing this year, because like we never spend more than probably $3 or $4 per item. So somebody's not really spending more than $25-$30 to fill every, you put one thing in everybody's stocking. And by the time it happens 7 times, it's really fun to kind of see like the way people think and what they think is useful and stuff. I don't know. It works for our family.
Well, I will talk to my mom about it, because my mom did feel like she was like maybe in the market for something new.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But I'm starting a hard quarantine where I won't be seeing like anybody. Thus far, I've had like 2 people in my pod. And I've told them starting Monday, I can't see anybody, because that'll be, I think we're at that point, we're 10 days out from Christmas.
Yeah, probably.
And so starting a hard quarantine then. So that means I got to get my shopping done by Monday, because I'm like, whew, not leaving the house.
Or just buy online. Let me tell you, going to the store is not as fulfilling. Like, we actually went into one of Idaho's like coolest stores, like, you know, North 40, and they have awesome stuff. They have a fishing section and stuff like that. But I was so tired from shopping. My sister like, you want to walk through the fishing section? I'm like, no, I have tons of equipment.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't have it in the budget to be buying myself shit. Like, but, you know. Yeah.
Sure. I think that's something too, though. I do wonder if COVID has kind of impacted that. Because, like, I used to be a person that walks through a store and just touches everything. I mean, oh. I am picking up stuff. I'm moving stuff. I'm, like, just, like, feeling every sweater I walk by. And now, literally, when I go to the store, I keep my hands in my pocket. So I'm not just, like, touching everything, because I would be like, I wonder if that's soft, I wonder if that's soft, I wonder if that's soft, and like It is. Yeah. Like, I don't need to touch every sweater. And so, yeah. So that's definitely something that I've had to, like, change. And I'll be curious. And, like, that's the thing of, like, part of the reason I like, I don't want to say window shopping, but, like, just shopping to kind of shop is, like, sometimes you find a good, like, treasure, you know? It's, you're not looking for it, but you picked it up and, you know, it was, like, suddenly, like, yeah, I need this.
I impulse bought two different kinds of salsa for my wife at Costco. Like, it's just, it's
at
weird.
Costco, though, that's so much salsa.
It was really good. But yeah, you know, so it's cheaper if you just buy online and stick to the script. So,
I mean, that's the thing. I was, I was talking to my brother. We still have an exchange list. We kind of like gave each other like ideas.
Okay. Conceptually, would you think that they need to stay on that list?
Okay, I feel like you and I are going to be different on this because I don't like surprises. And, like, there are times that, like, there are people that know me very well that it's like, yeah, sure, go rogue. But I have gotten some gifts from people that, like, I don't like. And I feel so obligated, I cannot get rid of it. I literally, for my birthday in 2006, got a first season of a TV series that I had never watched. A little TV show you maybe have heard of called True Blood. And
oh, yuck.
I had no idea what it was. And so they're like, let's watch it. So we watch it, and there's like some, I mean, there's just some sex scenes in it, which I was, of course, mortified to be watching with a group of people that I kind of didn't like know, because we put it on just like in our like residence hall, like TV room. And so people are walking by, and there's like a like sex scene, and they're just like, I felt so bad. There was like some like international students who were just like trying to like ask us to like translate what was happening, and it was like some BDSM, and I was like, do you really want me to turn on subtitles? Like, it was like this whole fucking thing, and I was like terrified, you know. And they're just like at college trying to learn, and here I am taking over the TV to watch this, and I'm like, oh my god, am I? And everyone's like, what are we watching? And they're like, oh, it's like Tamara's DVD. And I'm like mortified because I've never seen it. So I don't know like what it is. Anyways, I'm sure it's a great show. I personally didn't watch it, but you best believe I owned that first season of True Blood for like, I think I literally got rid of it this year when I moved, and I did like the, like, does it spark joy? And I like held it in my hand and was like, can I get rid of this? Yes, I don't talk to this friend from college anymore. Like, we've moved like away. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're just so I got rid of it. But I literally, it took me years. And I don't even think I ever watched, like, I don't even think I ever finished that season. So I just had it. Anywho, wow. So I say all of that to like, sometimes I like a list.
I don't like buying shit from a list.
Okay, but so, like, is that because you feel like confined? Like, what is it about a list?
I like a little wiggle room.
Well, how much is a wiggle room? Like, hey, I kind of want a new sweatshirt. Like, pick a sweatshirt? Or is it like, hey, I'm going to pick this thing that you've never asked for?
Oh, you know, no, you will, is it like, you'll have, I have a, believe it or not, I have a fairly decent memory sometimes. So I remember things like somebody will say, oh, I've always wanted that or something like that. And that'll register. And I consider that to be an informal addition to the list.
Yes. I would say that if someone has said like, oh, I like that movie, or you go to a movie together and you know that I like that movie, that's fair. But if I was like, you know what? I think Rihanna wants to get into sailing. I'm going to get Rihanna a miniature sailing model that Rihanna can build. I'm like, from fucking where? Where did that idea come from? Like, I don't know. Like, that just is so low.
I do actually, I do reach out for sizing guidelines. So I will be reaching out for a sizing guideline because I just don't feel right about guessing.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
okay. But this is
just
hard
been
too.
Thinking of, yeah. Yeah.
This is hard too, yeah. Because sizes range for women fucking drastically. I don't know how guys got it so easy where it's like, yeah.
No, I'm going to buy what I'm buying for pants. You is men's. So just know that. Or unisex. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I was actually pretty happy with myself today. I got, I ordered some merch from my favorite band, Joseph, and it came in the mail today. And I had ordered a t-shirt, and the only sizes they had left when I ordered, because it was for a virtual concert they did back in September, was a women's large. And so I bought a women's large and was like, I'm normally not a women's large. Personally, for women's, I'd like an extra large to have a little, you know, wiggle room, as you said.
Uh-huh.
And it fits great. And I was like, nice. You know what? Also, I worked out 4 times this week. So,
God damn it. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. And I started.
I'm so distraught right now.
And I started great out of the gate. I worked out Saturday with the cycle. Sunday, I did one of my Chris Hemsworth like body pump hit workouts. Then I did a yoga, which was like with a video. Then I did a walk. We did a roommate walk. Oh, it was so fun. We went and looked at Christmas lights. Oh, okay. I love you so much. You can flip me off. Did you do it? Lose a day of water?
Not this week. No, oh, but okay. I have about another 15 ounces here. And then I have another 10 on top of that because I didn't drink any water all day.
Do you know one day I miscounted and I accidentally drank 96 ounces of water and I got up in the middle of the night to pee. Like my body couldn't go the night without getting up to pee. And I was like, literally woke up warm in my bed and had to like begrudgingly walk downstairs to pee. And I was so pissed. I was like, God damn water challenge.
I have a question. Okay. Mm. So I think I've actually been drinking more water than I've let on, because what's your ruling on coffee and tea? Because tea is just water that's flavored.
Okay. This is hilarious. And this is proof that we don't go back and listen to our podcasts. Sorry about it. Because, bitch, you were the one that didn't want to count tea. Because I wanted to count tea because I don't drink coffee. And you were like, I don't really drink tea very often. I was like,
I've started drinking tea.
Literally water. Like, it's literally water. And you're like, no. I would totally count tea.
No, it was the soda stream that we argued on.
No, it was tea. I wanted hot tea and you said no. That is the tea. I mean,
well, I haven't been counting it, but geez, it's an extra 24 ounces a day.
You should count it. I'm okay that you count it. I want to count it.
No, I can't count it because then I would take advantage. Because then I only have to drink like one more of these and then half a LaCroix. It's an easy out for me. I'm not going
to
do it.
Okay. Or you just bump it up to 80 and include tea.
No, God, no. I struggle at fucking 50. Okay.
Right. Well, I'm trying to help you.
Do we know who's winning or losing yet? Are we tied?
Last week, I thought we were tied.
Yeah, because I lost one day around Thanksgiving, but you lost like 4 days one week.
That's not real. I lost one week and I lost one day one week and you lost one the Thanksgiving week.
Yeah. So we're neck and neck. What? But the rule is Christmas, we're off the hook, right?
Oh, I was going to keep working out. That's not bad. That would be, I would take advantage of
yeah,
having a
and
pass.
If I'm planning on drinking alcohol, I need to drink alcohol and drink water so I don't get sick. So
yeah, I think we keep it going through Christmas. Cause I
was just meaning the Christmas Day.
Oh, Christmas Day. I guess we could take a pass for Christmas Day.
But that only helps me. It doesn't help you. Well, you wouldn't have to drink 80 ounces of water that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah. But what was I going to say? No, I'm on a nice downward trend. So I want to, you know, keep up.
Me
working
too.
Working out and eating healthier and doing all that stuff.
I've lost a half of the pound that I gained over Thanksgiving-ish time.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah.
I did some... okay, I was trying to be really good about my discipline for sleep. Like, so good. Like, being like, I'm going to turn the TV off at midnight. and go to bed, even if I don't have to work the next day till like noon or one or two, whatever. This is a couple weeks ago. I was like, I'm going to set like a really good sleep schedule. Well, then I started playing my video game, and I was playing my video game and I started feeling like kind of tired at like 1 a.m. And I was like, no, no, no. I'm like almost going to beat this, like this level, this boss. I don't know. I was like, I'm almost going to beat this part of the video game. So I was like, I'm just going to keep going. The next time I look at my watch, do you want to guess what time it was?
Like 3 a.m.
It was 4 a.m.
Oh,
I was.
Oh, and you're not at an age where that works anymore. I'm sorry.
No. And I was like, what have I done? Luckily, I again didn't work till, you know, like 1. So I could go to bed at 4 a.m. and wake up at noon. But I was just like, how did 3 hours pass? And I didn't realize. I like blinked.
Yeah.
And 3 hours of my life was gone. And I didn't beat the boss. I was so bad.
Oh, no.
I beat it the next day, but I was just like, killing me.
That sucks. Our new favorite game is, we'll even watch a shitty movie because I can predict the storyline.
Oh.
And so it's kind of turning out to be fun. Yeah.
What's the last movie you watched you predicted the ending?
Well, not the ending, like little plot points throughout.
Oh, I was like, look at you go, buddy.
We're watching the show Virgin River right now, which is very G-rated, and it's on Netflix. But they have this saying where they walk through these doors, and on the outside, they're solid doors, and on the inside, it's beautiful stained glass, and it goes from a double door to a single door. And like, I'm just like shredding the show. And my wife will kind of look at me like, is this fun? And then the more I go, she's like, you're right.
Man, I am watching and Virgin River I have not watched, but it feels like it's like would be like set out in like Colorado someplace, you know, or someplace like
Northern California outside of Eureka.
I was going to say,
I don't think the scenery
like
matches the area. And frankly, I don't think the rundownness matches the area, but whatever, you know,
I
have some opinions. Critiques. The only reason we're still watching it is because it's set on a river. So the river shots are really beautiful. Mm. And, there's some glaring issues with it.
With the river or with the show?
With the show.
Oh, okay. I was like, the river, really? Tell me all about it.
Well, the river's gorgeous.
The show that I'm watching is Big Sky, which is set out in Montana. And
this
similarly,
is how I feel about drinking water. Did it seem like I was throwing that at you?
No. You keep missing. Are you aiming for me?
Well, where you are on my screen and where you are on your screen are two different places. Duh.
No, aim for the camera.
Oh, the camera?
Yeah, like that actually hit me.
That's a new game.
I was like, you know, where you just, it's like if you point to the camera, it looks, you see how it.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of my screen.
Yeah, but the camera is still the linchpin.
Don't.
All right. It's fine. I'm sorry. Anyways, Big Sky, I'm really liking it. It's out in Montana, but it is
obviously
kidnapping.
I might be interested. Oh, fuck. Okay. Montana, is there any fishing?
Thus far, zero fishing.
Any river shots?
There was one man fly fishing. He got murdered.
Okay.
Spoiler
alert. I'm probably not into that show.
He was standing on the bank, and I thought, he has waders. Why does he have waders? Because his car was parked on the other side, and he waded the river to fish on this other part. And I thought, I think I believe it.
Okay.
But it was like a 3-minute clip, and then again, spoiler alert, but he dies.
All right.
So. I don't know.
Hey,
do
you want to be part of our maiden voyage to float the Joe? Because you've got some rafting experience, right?
Yeah, totally. I've done a class 6 waterfall.
Oh, I think we're going to pick a stretch of river that hopefully has nothing more than a class 2, because obviously we're fishing. But just to have you there in case we get into some real shit.
Yes, I am by no means a raft guide, but I have done some whitewater rafting and I'm a good swimmer. I'd jump in and get you if somebody fell in.
I would really be curious what you think about our boats. You'd have to be very nice about them because they're very good fishing boats. But, you know, I'm not quite sure how they're going to handle the rafting. They're a little narrow, so to speak. They're 12 foot long and about 4 foot wide. So,
oh, that might be okay. You just want to, you know, pick your routes. Okay.
Yeah.
What would I be in if there's only two boats? Would I have my own raft?
Well, no, each boat sits two people.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'd probably have you with me because my brother, you know, if something happens to him, oh, well. But you're with me. I'm just fucking with you.
Poor he'd fuck probably wild. Have himself in,
he'd probably have himself and the two dogs. So.
Oh, he'd have both dogs?
Yeah. These boats are going to be built to take the dogs. Duh.
Sure. Are you building? Is there like a floor for them? They're on seats? Yeah. Wow. All
no, right. They're not going to be on the floor. Like marine carpeted floor.
All right. Yeah, sign me up. That'd be fun. Cool. Of course, I don't know if I need to remind you, but I am a fair weather friend.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yes,
like,
I know.
Summer.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
late
great,
spring,
great.
Maybe.
Because one time I went fishing with you and there was like a little bit of snow on the ground. And I mean, I thought that was radical.
true.
I was like, this is majestic. Are we here to fish? I was just going to walk around a little. Stand there so I can take a picture. Oh, you want to fish more? Sure. Yeah, no, totally.
Oh, man.
But yeah, no, I would totally be down for that. But what was I going to tell you? I feel like there was something else I was going to tell you. Let me check my notes. Okay, well that's less helpful. That's the whole wrong list. Podcast list. Interesting. That's a shopping list.
Oh, have you noticed in the new this might be not a new thing, but in the new notes on the iPhone, you can actually have a circle that you can add in to check off as you're doing it. It'll shuffle everything to the bottom of the list as it's checked off.
Oh yeah, buddy, that's been there for a while.
Wow. Okay. Well, you can tell how much I grocery shop.
Okay. Okay. This is okay. I don't remember this. But currently for things to talk on next podcast, I currently have oven cleaner and two pears for dinner for the salad for dinner. Then for the old podcast list, it said, and I think we've already talked about this, but it's a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things. And the fifth list is, what are your preferred hours to sleep at night? What is a lot of sleep? Because you live for trips at ass crack of dawn. It makes no sense. And it's aggressive.
Okay.
I this is a list from a podcast of things I wanted to talk to you about for January 9th, 2020. And I don't know what we were leaving for around then. My guess is skiing. And
yeah.
It just feels like a little passive aggressive.
It's all for the glory. Like, you got it. Like, if you're not going up for the weekend then, and you're doing a day trip, you're up at 5, out by 7 or 6, you know, coffee in hand on the mountain by 9:30. Like, it's the way of it.
You're not,
it's the way of it.
You're not wrong. I think it's funny that I found it so aggressive that
the thing is that's why you go up for the weekend, so you don't have to get up early the next day.
I know, you can sleep in, but I... Yeah. Man.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I haven't been able to sleep well for a while now, but like, you know, my preferred sleep pattern used to be, it like, in bed, ready to go to sleep at 9:30, fall asleep at 10, sleep till 6:30. And then if it's a weekend, sleep till 10. But now, gosh, I can't sleep. So it sucks. But
I just thought it was so funny that I found it so, like, so aggressive that you want to leave for trips so early in the morning, which is, like, it makes sense. But also, I feel like I've talked to you about this a little bit where, like, we're talking about fishing and you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, you know, the best time of fishing is, like, early in the morning and then, like, right at dusk. And I'm thinking, like, bitch, I've never fished at dawn or at dusk, because we get up at dawn, we get there at like 9 a.m. and then we get tired by and hungry by 5 o'clock and we leave. Like, we've never.
That's more of my wife. I would fish all the way through dusk, and I have this last summer, and she obliged. She sat in the truck and mean mugged us the whole entire time. She has a done time around 3:30 in the afternoon. Used to got to start watching for crankiness. But my brother and I hacked the system.
Oh,
so what you do is you go up Friday night and you don't fish. If you're lucky, you go up Friday night and you leave early enough to get the dusk fishing. And then you sleep until like 8 or 9, roll out, go fish till like 10, 10:30, come back, take a nap, have lunch, then go back out and fish around 3 or 4.
Why was I never invited on one of those trips?
Yeah, we've hacked it, man. And like now I have a traveling Traeger. So like when we go camping, we can like Traeger up some like, you know, hot dogs or fucking ribs if we want to. The world's our oyster.
I'm sorry. So what I just heard was, I'll take you fishing, you don't have to get up at the butt crack of dawn, and I'll make you ribs. Like, yeah. I feel like
the ribs will be smoking while we're fishing.
Promises, I feel like, have been made, and now I think you're obligated to follow through. Doesn't have to be when we float the river. It could be any time we go. But next summer, that's what I want.
Yeah, you got to come over for a 3-day weekend. That's how it's going to roll. We'll go up Friday night. We'll make up camp. We'll get everything set up, and then we'll sleep. And just, it's so nice. The other thing is that some people have barbecues on boats. Ours are rubber, so I don't know that we're going to go down that road. But, you know, if we're floating the Joe all damn day, we have to be able to cook. So maybe a rocket stove. I don't know. But there's that.
What's that?
It's what the hikers use to cook shit.
I don't know that you should have that on a rubber boat.
Well, it's not lit when it's on the boat. You pull over on the side of the water and then make something.
See, I thought you were trying to cook on the boat, and I was like, I don't feel great about it.
Lots of people do. The coolest guys do, but like they have metal boats and whatever. Not really if they're floating a river, but you know, yeah.
I feel like there's 94 ways that could go downhill fast with a rubber boat and a camp stove.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like fire. Yeah. It's melting. Just chaos ensues. Yeah.
My niece is really into cooking, so I got her sponsor us that baby chef box. What's it called? I don't know. Cooking Kids. I don't even know what it's called, but I pay for it. And so I get it sent to her house, and it's like recipes and kid-friendly recipes. And then they give her one cooking utensil a month and stuff like that. She's super stoked on it. Yeah. And like, she loves it. She's not really great at school right now, but like, she really enjoys, you know, she's just so smart in other areas. And so I've been trying to build up her confidence in those areas. And then we were talking about fishing at Thanksgiving, and it had come up. And I was like, I was sitting around the table. I was like, who's caught 9 fish with Auntie Teresa's pole? And her hand would go up. And then who's caught 5 fish with Auntie Teresa's pole? And, you know, my middle niece's hand would go up. And then my little niece's eye, gay fish. And I was like, yeah. And then my wife was sitting there on the counter, and she's just like, you guys are assholes. And I'm like, who's caught no fish with Auntie Teresa's pole? Actually, she's caught one. But and then I was in the car with her today, because we were dropping the kids off to be babysat by their dad. And you're gonna have to cut that out. Hey, eldest niece, I was like, hey, if this year, if we actually got a fish and killed it. Would you help me cook it? And she's like, yeah, that would be cool. So it's all coming full circle. So she might be on team kill a fish.
Oh, 100% she's on team kill fish.
Yeah.
She's quite the little chef in the making, I think.
Yeah, I don't even eat gluten, and I was over helping unloading my sister's car because she can't lift anything, and my eldest niece was like, "Oh, you got to try my mac and cheese," and I was like, "Okay, my tummy's gonna hurt," but I can't tell her no. Like, I've eaten tres leches cake that I probably shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. I've eaten her mac and cheese; it's all really great.
Yeah.
Oh, radish! It's called radish. Like, yeah, sponsor us.
That's really cool. That's a cool idea to have kids start cooking and then getting like adding to their supplies and their kind of repertoire of gear.
The mac and cheese she made, she had to make a roux, and
ooh.
So my sister had to help her with the roux, but
no, that sounds delicious.
Yeah,
I was thinking of you the other day because I had breakfast for dinner, which I know is one of your go-to moves.
Yes, I haven't done that in a while though.
I mean, it's a classic.
Yeah. Oof. That's a good one. What'd you have? Did you like go salty and sweet, or just salty and savory?
We had biscuits, we had turkey sausage, we had scrambled eggs, and we had like hash browns with peppers and onions.
Nice.
Wonder if I'm forgetting something.
Well played. Do you know turkey sausage is no healthier than regular sausage? A regular lean sausage?
No.
Yeah. Well, newsflash.
You win some, you lose some. Also, I've been doing this thing. I don't know if it's a thing that people have been doing like this whole time, and I just didn't know about it. So I take oatmeal. Normally, you've seen me in oatmeal. It's brown sugar, maybe a little bit of cinnamon. Then
I like a pat of butter in it. I like a little bit of butter in there.
I've never tried it. What I tried was peanut butter, a couple of chocolate chips on top.
Okay, I'm going to blow your mind. Okay, peanut butter, couple of chocolate chips, instead of brown sugar, syrup. It's easier to mix in. Same calories, same sugar, just mix it in.
Why have I never thought of syrup? It's like literally on the table when you're doing the breakfast things.
Yeah,
I've never.
I need to get on the oatmeal bandwagon. I'm to the point with Noom where they're giving me suggestions and they have opinions. Okay. So
I think there was like 4 weeks that I like didn't read an article, and they were like, do you just not like this article? Do you want like a? I think they literally like shuffled what article was on top, because they're like, she won't start here. Skip it, guys. Skip it. She won't do it.
I don't like their UX, because they're like, kind of like a lighter color than everything, so it would imply that it's already done. And so it took me a couple weeks to realize, oh shit, I'm supposed to do this every day. Like, I was faithfully logging my calories and stuff, and I'm like, oh, even if it's grayed out, they fucking want you to read it. Okay.
No, it's true. Yeah. It's true. And I mean, I was like really worried, like reading like really carefully, because those quizzes, I wanted to like really ace those quizzes. And then I was like, is anyone else like getting these scores? Like, am I going to get like a report card later of like how good I did? Or like, why am I so worried about this?
It'll heckle you if you don't do well, though. I took one and I was multitasking. And to be honest, I didn't really read the article in its entirety. I read the highlighted parts, and then I failed the quiz. But it's actually because I clicked one wrong. And it was like, oh, that's not a Noomer standard, or something like that. And I was like,
okay, well,
I'm so mad.
I guess me and my B minus will be fine over here. I've never failed a quiz.
Yeah, it was bad. Oh, they were upset.
That's so funny.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well. Nah, I mean, it's still going. I'm still getting a kick out of it.
And I actually kind of like it.
I didn't think I got it. Like, oh, go for it.
I got to switch some reds for some greens. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had a fruit salad for dessert, and they were like, fruit, good choice. And I was like, I wanted that ice cream so bad, but I didn't do it.
Fruit salad the other day for dinner, and that was really good. But like, I had to tell the wife, I'm like, listen, don't buy any more fruit snacks. And she's like, why? And I'm like, Noom doesn't like it. I'm going to have to eat oranges and shit. And, and I'm like, and then I said, she gets like these crackers delivered for me that are little fat pills. And she's like, did Noom really call them fat pills? And I'm like, no, but they are. So let's stop those automatic orders. And she's like, okay. And then she's like, how about those chips? And I'm like, don't you fucking touch my chips.
That's just the line. Remember when I thought Noom was called Nom and it was like my Vietnam? I thought of that the other day. I was checking pretty good about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. On myself. But, oh, man.
Well, much like our Noom, this has gone downhill fast.
Yeah, I've been Tamara.
I've been Rhiannon. Bye.